Monday night, the smallest community in Berkshire County gathered for a special town meeting. Mount Washington, Massachusetts, calls itself the town among the clouds. From its vantage point on the slopes of the geographic point it draws its name from in the southwestern corner of the Commonwealth. Gail Garrett has represented its 160-odd residents on the town select board for almost a decade. On Tuesday, she told WAMC that the town came together to vote on a $12,500 plan to analyze Mount Washington's increasingly muddy dirt roads, which she says are in dire need of improvement.
It really came to a peak with this winter with all the fluctuations in the weather and the temperature. When the temperature rises so dramatically, the frost comes up through the ground and we have quite a messy road.
Who would be undertaking the survey in question?
An engineering firm, I believe they're out of Rhode Island, called Beta.
And why'd you choose them?
They were actually recommended by someone at MassDOT. Their name was given to us by someone at MassDOT.
So how did the vote go last night? What was the conclusion of the townsfolk?
New world record, 2 minutes, unanimous. Generally, when the select board decides on something, you know, the people are pretty supportive, and we really are desperate to resolve the mud issue, and a lot of towns have the same problem. So we just need to figure out how to resolve that problem.
Mount Washington is the smallest community in Berkshire County. When you call a town meeting on a weeknight, who shows up?
Well, we only have about 130 voters. There were probably about 20-some people there, 25. Mostly, just people that want to know what's going on and want to know how their tax money is being spent.
Break down the money being spent. Where's it coming from?
We have a really good budget. In fact, for years, you know, our budget has actually gone down. We have a very frugal finance committee, and we operate a little differently than other towns. We have a very secure budget. We don't borrow money. We have a lot in savings. So it comes out of what they call stabilization. We have a lot of stabilization accounts. Every year we fund various accounts, in essence, saving money for various issues like replacing equipment, working on the roads, working on the town highway garage. So we're constantly saving money for necessities.
How much money a year does it take Mount Washington to operate?
I think our budget is about 900. Last year, it went over a million. But generally, you know, we're in the 800, 900 thousands, somewhere in there.
Looking deeper into 2020, what are the other things facing Mount Washington this year?
The biggest problem we have, the biggest expense in our town right now anyway, are our roads. And we're really getting hammered with environmental requirements when we go to try to replace culverts particularly. For example, I have a current culvert that needs repair, and we could fix it for about $70,000. But if we're required to follow certain environmental regulations, it could cost us $700,000. It's just mind-boggling the cost that we're incurring, and it's the stream crossing standards are what is giving us a lot of problems here, trying to comply with DEP regulations that are relatively new. We just completed the repair of another culvert, which was like 30 feet underground, and thankfully we got state money to fund that, and it cost $600,000 just to fix a culvert and stabilize the road. It's a lot of money.
For a town of your size, what local relationships are important to make these projects doable?
Unfortunately, getting grants, because, again, the environmental regulations are really causing us to spend 10 times more than what we ought to fix our roads. And I've proposed repeatedly giving us that the state give us exemptions for roadways. It's mind-boggling to me that, you know, electric companies, there are exemptions for certain things, but we're really just getting hammered in environmental regulations for something that's a necessity. There really ought to be an absolute exemption environmentally for roadways and culverts. because it is just an extraordinary expense.